Hello, friends. On today's show, did you know some cats are endangered? Did you know dogs give blood? Did you know old people play soccer? Why don't you know that? Kids these days. Isaac, please give us the intro.
It's a few years into the after times. You get what I'm talking about. So come on. What say we get together, have a few drinks, talk about the good stuff happening in this world? You up for that? Then have a seat, because all the best conversations happen when you're two beers in. Here are your hosts, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
Timmy has to learn.
Lassie not always going to be around.
She's not going to be there.
Not always.
That's not, you know, we should just understand time is finite.
References hey. Are really hip for the new crowd.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Two Beers In. As Monica and I bring up the list, I just thought it'd be funny. We're just going to get it done. Absolutely nothing happened this week.
Nothing newsworthy.
Okay, here we go.
One of these. Boring stay.
Yep, so nothing. Quiet. So that's, quiet. That's all we're going to say about that. Hi, I'm...
That's not it.
My name is Brett Weaver. I'm one of your hosts. I am actually on my second, because nothing happened this week. I'm on my second gin and tonic with Angostura Bitters.
I'm your co-host, Monica Ballard. I'm enjoying one and only one. No two drinks for me tonight. Yeah. I'm having my usual rum punch.
Yes, she's got a tour tonight.
Yes, I do. And nobody likes a drunk tour guide.
I do.
That is
especially when I know and nobody else does. I'm like, how you doing, Monica?
Ghosts are everywhere.
You know what we should do? Have another shot.
I saw spirits earlier tonight. Yes, it's the ghost of Captain Morgan. He was standing with one knee up, like this.
A knee up.
Tour guide fell over.
Hey, and look, there's Doug over there.
Hey, and I'm on my second beer, so like the name of the podcast.
There we go.
He's what makes us Two Beers In.
Yep.
No, wait.
What?
I can't find the folder. I can't find the file.
Okay, so
let Brett start, and you figure it out.
No, because you're not going to be able to. Here, let me look. I do believe in the... there should be a link.
In my texts?
Yes.
Texts.
So this is how we do it. Earlier in the week.
Winging a prayer.
Sometimes it's the day before. But I will go and either I or Monica will go and look for positive news. And then we'll just put links in and we'll create it in Google Drive. And then share it to each other and decide, like, which ones we're going to keep, which ones are going to go. We keep it usually to four. And then we figure out a song.
Yay.
And you just found
it. And I just found it.
See? And that's how I fill time. That's what's called filling time.
And it beats being a drunk tour guide.
That's right. I don't know. Don't knock it until you tried it.
I choose not to try it tonight. Let's not go there.
So we're going to tell you some positive stories.
We're
going to enjoy some alcohol. We're going to then leave this place afterwards.
Wow.
Here at the Aristocrat
Color
Lounge.
Commentary expert.
You know, I'm just setting.
Because we can't live here.
I'm
like
setting.
Like the bartender says, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
But you have to leave this bar.
Is anybody still living? Is this on?
Actually my favorite way that you ever said that was, you don't have to go home, but you have to leave this bar. That was just my favorite way that you've ever said that. So we are going to begin with a first story. One of the world's rarest cats no longer endangered. No, we're not talking about anime cat girls. Those are just multiplying like there's no business.
Yeah.
The Iberian lynx is no longer classed as that, according to a report by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, also known as
IUCN.
Yep, that's right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Monica. So on Thursday, the
IUCN.
Thank you, Monica. which categorizes species according to the level of risk they face in a red list, bumped the Iberian lynx from endangered to vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Well, that's because the
Vulnerable.
Yes.
That's because the lynx keeps rolling over on its back and inviting you to pet its tummy.
And, but then you should not pet its tummy.
No.
Because like all Iberian lynx, they got claws.
That's right. And you will be endangered.
Yes, you. They're like, turn about fair play, motherfucker.
I've had two hands for so long, I can do it that one.
So its population grew from 62 mature individuals in 2001 to 648 in 2022.
Wow, them cats got busy.
They be fucking.
Hey, baby.
Let's be clear.
Meow.
They're getting it. While young and mature lynx combined now have an estimated population of more than 2,000, according to this report by
IUCN.
Thank you, Monica. As the name suggests, I love this, the wild cat species calls the Iberian region, Spain and Portugal, home. Sure. Because it would be weird if the Iberian... Really.
I was going to ask if it was the Spanish or the Caucasus Iberia.
Yep. According to the latest census data, there's a total of 14 clusters where the animals were stable and reproducing. Of
obviously.
Those, yeah, they were getting it. Of those, 13 were located in Spain and one in Portugal.
One group, not one cat.
Yeah, one cat.
One lonely
He's
cat.
He's like, hello?
Where is
No.
Since I've already broken the seal of saying that word, they go, come fuck this.
Sometimes I'm alone. Sometimes I'm hello.
Hello. I'm so lonely here in Portugal. Maybe I'll go to Spain.
They go, stay there.
Okay. Maybe if you had a better voice, you would get more.
Hello, I am in Portugal now. So habitat loss, poaching, and road accidents all help to push the species to the brink of extinction.
Well, don't allow them to drive anymore.
So, really? But not only that. So they
free the driving links.
The links that drives around. That's right. So here's the name. Francisco Javier Salcedo Oritz.
Ortiz.
Don't you know an Ortiz?
I do know an Ortiz.
Yeah.
And we've called her Oritz before.
Oh, okay.
That's why. Sorry.
You jacked yourself up there.
Sorry, Lisa. By the way, we were at a convention together. This is just side note. And Lisa Ortiz, who is the director and producer of Pokemon.
Okay.
The guy, I think we're in, I can't remember where we were, but the guy said, he said everything wrong. Lisa was the only thing he said right. And it was some anime that he got wrong.
He named
it wrong. Lisa Ortiz, and I can't remember the name of the show. And I was standing next to her, and we both just started laughing because he got it so wrong.
Was it John Travolta?
No.
No?
No, this was worse.
Oh, man.
And the whole audience of fanboys, of course,
were
like, no!
No!
So, anyway.
Is this like when you were a famous voice actor?
Yes,
I was famous Francisco voice actor. Javier Salcedo Ortiz.
Ortiz. He was a coordinator responsible for leading the conservation action, described it as the greatest recovery of a cat species ever achieved through conservation. He said there's a lot of work to do. And part of this, too, was their food source was also disappeared, which was the rabbits.
Oh.
Oh. All right.
So they're like, well, if there's only some way for them to quickly reestablish the rabbit population.
No telling how that would happen.
And in Australia, they said, we'd like a word, please.
Right.
Hold my beer.
Come on, it's no problem.
Hold my Fosters.
So, yeah, they're in, the what's the name of the organization?
IUCN.
Thank you. Was established in 1964. IUCN. You can get it. Established in 1964. And, you know, they've just been working on this shit for a long time.
Come on. Hey, Kitty, meet Kitty.
Kitty. Get to fucking. So, yeah. You want to take the next one?
Yes.
Yes.
So, from cats to dogs.
Yes.
A relaxed dog has fallen asleep and snored his way through his 40th and final session as a blood donor.
Like, are they draining this guy?
Sharwood has become the first dog to have completed an incredible 40 blood donations for Pet Blood UK, according to the charity. Owner Sue Mitchell said that she was just so delighted.
Yes.
The Gordon Setter had reached the milestone at a donor session in Northampton. Mm. And the blood's going to be processed and stored and ready to be sent out to vets for life-saving procedures.
Or dog vampires.
No, probably. Sharwood's blood has saved the lives of 160 dogs.
Oh.
According to the charity, which retires its donors once they reach the age of 8.
Like, so that's, renew? I mean, do they put them through carousel?
Yeah.
No. They become Soylent.
Yes, yeah, so they're Soylent.
Sharwood is the first to have done 40 donations, and he's a very relaxed dog in general. But during this last one, he said he's a show dog.
Sure.
And so he's used to being handled and groomed, and from the very first session went to sleep and started to snore, as he did on his final session as well.
Or did he pass out?
No. I mean, could
it? We took all the blood out and he went to sleep. They're like, I wonder why.
Give him some dog orange juice.
That's what I was wondering. Is he give it orange juice?
Yes.
Little doggy,
donut,
little doggy,
doggy
donut. Graham crackers.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, yay. I, you know, never even thought about dogs needing blood. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't really think about that kind
cats
of stuff.
Cats would probably not do that. They'd kind of be like, nah, dude, you're on your own.
Yeah.
I don't know. No.
I heard there's some lynx out.
Yeah, right?
That's I want to get out there.
Yeah. Get me some. Get me some lynx.
So, cats, then dogs, then our next pet, drones. Sure.
Well, we talked about drones and fireworks on an earlier show.
Right.
So I thought, hey, let's bring the drones back.
So you're just pushing the drone agenda.
I am.
You have stock in drone companies.
She's drone positive.
She is. Good for you, Monica.
I could drone on and on and on.
Weird thing is, we're talking about male ants.
Yeah. So when we think of drones, we often first think of the military.
Don't we, Doug?
Don't we, Doug?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
So last month, Google decided not to renew a Pentagon contract for an artificial intelligence program that aims to categorize drone strike targets under pressure from employees who found it unethical. Oh, now you guys are finding it unethical?
There's a lot about war that, you know, depending on your opinion, can be unethical.
You're like, you know, war.
So we're supposed
don't like it.
What is it good for?
Yeah. Absolutely nothing.
I don't know. I made my money.
Yeah.
Thank you, taxpayers.
Hush, war hawk. Yeah. But a report released by the Foundation for Responsible Robotics in June, called Drones in the Service of Society, it offers a closer look at the potential of drone use in humanitarian aid efforts. Then not just...
So we don't just kill the food workers in Gaza, we do other things now?
Oh, duh.
Man.
Well?
Also, yes.
Any arguments?
When we have natural disasters, starving people in conflict, or emergency need for medicines, drones can come to the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're trying for. Drones are being used to deliver blood to hospitals, like dog blood.
Dog blood, yeah.
Monitor oil pipelines and fight wildfires in California. Here's other recent ways they've helped, too. Well, in Ukraine, no, sorry. So, one, they deliver to hospitals, like in Maternet in Menlo Park. California-based startup raised $16 million for transporting medical supplies and lab samples between hospitals in California and North Carolina.
That's a long way
That's
to fly.
That's a long way for...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot. That's poop. It's all poop, right?
So, you know, one of the weird things about that, it got started not here in America, but in Africa.
Yeah.
There was a great startup in Uganda that started doing it, and they did a really good job. So we're actually stealing from African tech entrepreneurs. Sure. It's kind of cool.
More cultural appropriation.
I think that's what they characterize
yeah.
it. But
so,
yeah.
Two, conserving the environment. Scientists are using drones to track how coral reefs are responding to climate change, which we've talked about.
Yes.
Where in the past they would have used underwater photography or satellite technology. Meanwhile, Seattle-based Drone Seed is planting seeds in forests, delivering water and spraying herbicides by drone. I mean, squirrels can do some of that, though.
Why are they spraying herbicides in forests?
Because yeah. of the squirrels.
Oh,
because
okay.
of the squirrels.
The squirrels, right, okay.
Yeah.
While in Africa, drones are authorities' eyes in the sky to deter poachers and put down rebellions.
Yes.
That last part wasn't in there.
No.
No, really?
But
I was sure it was.
I jumped to a conclusion there. Three, finding landmines. So they, well, that's cool. They developed yeah. a way for drones to find small butterfly landmines that are usually hard to detect. Mm.
Yeah, those are a pain.
Yeah, the drones are equipped with infrared cameras that can identify the mines by their shape and temperature. The mines heat up much faster than surrounding rocks. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Four, monitoring volcanoes to improve warning times. Following the eruption of... You want to try that one?
A volcano in Hawaii?
Oh, sure. Okay. Volcanologists.
Come on, I want to lay you.
Yeah. Doug, how dare you?
Boy, is that an old
joke.
They
use drones to plot lava flows, formulate models of the changing landscape, and record gases. So volcano activity is difficult to predict. Every volcano got its own personality. But information from the drones can help, such as monitoring spikes in the gas emitted from the volcano, or watching for tiki idols to be thrown into them.
Yes, so or virgins.
Or virgins. Yeah. Or Joe.
Or Joe.
Yeah.
Or Joe's girlfriend.
Yep.
Or Virginians.
Yep.
Or Virginians.
All of that is correct. And they also detect viruses in whales. How do you get close enough? Let's read. Scientists are using drones to collect the mist emitted from the blowholes of humpback whales instead of the more unwieldy method of following the whales by boat and trying to capture the mist with long poles.
Yeah, that does seem rather complicated.
Yes.
Needlessly complicated.
Hey, Tom, I got an idea. I don't like your ideas
Take
anymore,
pole.
Tom.
Take this pole. The guy's like, what? I just got here.
Or jump on the whale.
Yes.
And, and when he blows stuff out of his blowhole, capture it in this test tube.
Breathe here. It in. And then breathe it out. Yeah. So they're related to human pathogens like ones that cause the common cold.
Whales got COVID? Is that what I'm reading?
Whale cold.
Whale cold.
Yes.
The whale Rona?
Wait, what's the other name? Cetacean?
Oh, cetaceous.
Cetaceous. Cetaceous yeah. cold.
It's, okay. it's a word for a whale.
For a whale.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, with a C.
Yep. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
I love this last one. And by the way, that's stuff that you can do with drones. The end.
Good stuff.
You can do whales with drones. Got it.
That's right.
Date whales
follow,
with drones.
Follow whales with drones.
Yes.
Sorry, no lynxes for you. We're doing drones.
The lynxes are driving the drones.
Ah,
that's
yes,
why.
Because we know they're really good with trapping.
We need more of them because of that reason. Yeah, Toonses, The drone driving Lynx.
If you think you're getting informed by us, you are wrong.
Oh, hell no.
Good for you.
Just
thank you for being here.
Try sorting it out. Yeah. Here we go. That's why you need drinks.
Two beers in.
Yes.
Two beers in.
Yeah.
And finally, Monica, you want to take that one?
Walking soccer trend in Spain keeps people of all ages in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. It rhymes even. When Albert Maker Martin steps onto the soccer field in Barcelona, he has one goal. Goal!
Goal!
To prevent his opponents from scoring. Out here, you have to avoid doing stupid things, the 82-year-old goalie said.
Yeah, like.
Like throwing yourself on the ground just to stop a shot. I won't even consider it. Martin plays a game called walking soccer, a trend that allows soccer lovers of all ages to continue playing the game. As the name suggests, there's one main rule. No running.
No running. Yeah, I mean, this sounds like pickleball soccer.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With even less movement.
Yeah.
Fernando Mayorga, 72, said not breaking that rule is the hardest part of the game for him. I imagine so.
Yeah.
As referee Silvio Sims blew the whistle on Mayorga in a recent game, he could not resist going from walk to trot as he tried to reach a slow rolling pass.
Oh, I love it.
This is just Mayorga's third day playing walking soccer, but he played regular soccer in his native Argentina as a young man. To play this game, he said, you really have to change your mentality. Duh.
Yeah.
And your expectations. Sims, the referee, added strategy as another factor. So when a player has the ball, the opponent can't touch the referee in any way. And in the 2 years since they started the league, they played a ton of games and never had a single injury. So there's that.
Yeah.
So.
Not even a pulled groin or a.
Honestly, I think that they should require walkers.
Yeah.
I think that would, you know,
so
keep it safe.
As soon as you get the ball, you have to pass it. And you get just two touches total. No dribbling, no side tackles, no.
I mean, there's dribbling.
No headers.
Yeah, 82. There's just dribbling.
That's
two,
right.
Two places.
But the ball can't go above shoulder height.
Got it.
All right.
Man, I'm
so,
too old to do anything but soccer and run the United States.
But I'm saying. Yeah. No news. There's no news that's happened this week. Nothing happened
another
this
rule?
Week.
Another rule that we could use here. Getting mad is forbidden. You got to have fun. And that suits all the players just fine. And he assumes his goalie stance, hoping the next shot will be within reach.
And if it doesn't.
And not the net.
But, you know, that is so charming.
Yes. Yeah.
Just like, I'd go see that game.
Yeah.
I seriously would go see that game.
It would have an even lower score than soccer usually has.
Yes, exactly.
It's kind of like
holds negative
zero,
six.
Holds it.
0-1.
Holds it. Right. Holds it.
Right.
It's 1-0. Game over. That's it. We're
like,
tired.
Come on, let's go have some wine.
It's nap time.
That only took 8 hours this time.
Yeah.
It's nap time.
That's fantastic. So you know how you can not dribble and. I don't know.
And still score.
And still score.
Great humor.
Still the
and
Segway master.
By going to patreon.com/2beersin, where there you can join us. Join us.
Join we have cookies.
Join us. The dark side. Yes, join us by subscribing monthly to us. You can start at $3. $3.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What else can you buy for $3?
Not
even a Clark bar at the airport.
Actually, my drink at happy hour.
All right.
That's right.
Bactine once the Lynx scratches you.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yep. Yes.
So, yeah, do that. $5 gives you an extra episode.
Great call to action.
Yeah, great. $5 gives you an extra episode each week. And $20 gets you producer credit.
And maybe a night with the Lynx.
Yeah. You know what? We're figuring it out. We're figuring it out. We'll name a Lynx after you.
We'll let you fly the drone.
Yeah, sure.
And
but only for the whales.
Yeah. And when it, and when it's halftime at the walking soccer game, you get to do a little dance to this song.
Isn't this your, it's your buddy, right?
It's my buddy JT.
JT, that's right.
Among others.
Thank you. You can, so you can do it. You can get money to us that way.
Yes.
That would be greatly appreciated.
Yep.
It is greatly appreciated.
It is.
But then also, if you want to just do a one-time thing, you can go to PayPal or Venmo and throw some money at twobeersin@weightlesspod.com, which just so happens to be the email address where you can send us messages too, and we'll most likely respond to them.
Saying, thanks for that suggestion,
yep.
sport.
Yep.
We
buddy.
Will take it under advisement.
Yes. But, you know, we've gotten a couple and we've kind of adjusted things. So we want, you know, you're part of this. Whether you like it or not.
Contribute, damn it.
Actually, Doug,
that's right.
Doug was a contributor, and then we're like, come to the bar. And he's like,
and now
but
look
I don't
where
want...
he is.
And he goes, I
every
don't...
freaking Thursday.
Yes. Which almost didn't happen this,
almost.
This Thursday.
Almost.
But thank you. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for being a part. We're doing the best we can under the circumstances.
Oh, you're really selling it now.
That's right. And we thank you again. So to close out, we've got a good song.
Yes.
A great song.
Yeah. And the whole reason I chose this song for this week was with the passing of comedian Martin Mull, mm-hmm. Someone had the good sense to upload the film FM to YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So the other Saturday, watched the whole thing, relived a bunch of memories. By the way, they could not get the rights to Life in the Fast Lane. So there's this big blank space of nothing.
Oh, that's funny.
As the program director drives around and stuff. Yeah, so that's kind of funny. But all the rest of it is there. And this was a song that, despite the blockbuster chart topper that this soundtrack was, uh-huh. start to finish, this song was not on it.
Huh.
So the song is
Key to the Kingdom by B.B. King.
Yes.
And it's a good, it's a good song. It's a feel-good song,
sure.
positive song.
Yes.
And wanted you to hear it outside of the vestiges of the film.
Yes. So thank you for listening to us. We're about to play this song. But first, I have to tell you that I am still Brett Weaver. And I'm still drinking this Angostura Bitters Dash with tonic and gin
and
that's
gin.
In there as well.
I'm Monica Ballard, still about halfway through my rum punch here, so it's all good.
And that was Doug over there.
Who is drinking beer? Because I like beer.
Beer's
yay,
good.
Beer.
Yay, beer. Thanks, y'all, for listening. Listen to this, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.